it always is surprising to me how few people know that we're even here.
The Michigan Ladder Company has been in the same spot in Ypsilanti for 116 years. It opened its doors at East Forest Avenue near the train tracks in 1901. Since then, the company has only had four presidents. Tom Harrison is the current one.
There were three gentlemen from Ypsilanti who decided that they wanted to make ladders, and they'd made a deal with the city that if they employed, I believe it was 10 people within the first 5 years, that the city would give them the land.
Harrison says they're the oldest ladder company in the country. If you walk by the 75,000-square-foot factory, you'll most likely hear workers assembling wood ladders by hand. Over the years, trends changed and the company started producing aluminum and fiberglass ladders. A popular one called double front steps, because you're able to climb it from both sides, is assembled using machinery. While Michigan Ladder still makes wood versions, the majority of the work these days is in the alternative materials. But Harrison says there was a time in the company's history that it provided a more diverse line of products.
From toys to swimming, to diving boards, to boats, to furniture, ironing boards.
From the 1960s to the mid-1990s, it produced another product that actually made it to the big screen in Hollywood. Harrison explains.
Probably the most famous other product that we produced here is a line of ping pong tables called the Detroiter. And if you saw the movie Forrest Gump, all of those ping pong tables were made here. And those ping pong tables were shipped all over the world. They were used in the Olympics, the national, international championships, and so forth.
Buddy Castle was part of the team who made the ping pong tables. He now works as a shipping clerk. We chatted for a bit in the loading dock area.
Why did you decide to stay with the company so far for 40 years?
They won't let me go. No.
They can't find anybody else to load the ladder?
They won't let me go. I got a tether on. When I go too far, it goes, no, I'm It's just a good company, good place to work. And I grew up on the corner over here. My father worked here, my two brothers, my two cousins, and you know, they have all since retired. It's like one big family here.
Scott Bruneau is another employee who's been with the company for decades. He's a lumber inspector, and on this day, he's cutting parts for wood ladders.
There's a history here that weighs upon me at times as I go through this place, such as where I'm standing now. I did the same job here and other things 40 years ago. And I can look in certain areas and memories come back to me. It's like also I can sense memory ghosts, if that makes any sense. I remember people, especially the old guys that were here when I began. Now I'm the old guy, probably older than they were when I got into here.
The company has 30 full-time employees. Additionally, it provides employment to about 10 people daily who are either part of a disabled or felon workers program. Harrison says Michigan Ladder's not just here to make money, but to help the people who live in the community. That, he says, has helped the company.
We've had our shares of highs and lows, but I think one of the reasons why we continue to do as well as we do is we're an extremely resourceful company. A lot of the machinery and equipment that you see in here, we've had people here who have made it themselves. We can fix these things and keep them running.
Throughout the years, Michigan Ladder has had the opportunity to move away from Ypsilanti, but Harrison says the company has stayed because this is home. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.